when I get up in the morning, like, ah, how do I do this? And then afterwards, it's like, yeah, I know I do it.
I hope you feel the same way.
First of all, just a couple of pieces of kind of business. The Han, the person who's striking the Han should be there at 8 o'clock and begin striking the Han at that time. I think what we've begun doing is walking out at 8 o'clock, and we really should be at the Han. And when the Han strikes, the rest of us should be here in our cushion. Realizing, you know, that there's problems that come up in some centers and some temples, if you arrive late, you have to stay outside. And Reverend Nito, who's the one who started this place, there was a couple of young kind of tough type guys, you know, who came one time, and they came late, and he really let them have it. It's like, oh, they came back again. But I think he saw in them, you know, you don't do gentle, you do serious and severe. So anyway, so that's one thing. Another thing is that in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, June 5th, we'll be doing our regular sitting at 8, but we will also be stopping a little bit early, so that at 9 we can begin, for those who have children and who want to bring their children, then we will have, I don't even know how long, it won't be terribly long, but to kind of introduce them to meditation and things like that. So we will do the regular sitting, but then we'll, and if you have kids and you're coming, don't feel like you have to come to the first session, you know. Whatever works. Do you have children? No, okay. And welcome to Sal. Sal sits with me, sit together at Middleway, which is in Japantown. And we sit there in the mornings and Thursday evenings. So, what I'm going to talk about a little bit today is Rinzai and Soto. If you look at Shakyamuni Buddha, who was supposedly not the first Buddha, but was the one who kind of gave us this tradition, he set forth a path for us. And over the years, the path, the focus of the path changed in with certain groups. And so, you know, taking it out from there, I don't know how many, that was 2,500 years ago, so maybe, let's say, 2,000 years ago. Then there was a break, and there became a more clear two traditions. There were three, but one kind of petered out. And the two the first tradition is what we now know as the Theravada, which is the kind of the more the Indian, the Dalai Lama, Theravadin, and the Theravadin was more focused on reaching nirvana for the individual. There was less kind of group, so people kind of studied and lived by themselves and practiced by themselves. And then, kind of somewhere along after that, then there became what they called the Mahayana, which is one is called the small vehicle and one is called the great vehicle. And the Mahayana took more the concept of, or the idea of helping everybody. So it was less singular. And, you know, maybe it even went along with what was happening in the world, you know, that there were less communities and there's more single people. And then as communities developed, you know, I don't know this for sure, but it's an idea. So the Mahayana has much more to save all beings, and save has kind of a lot of baggage, I think, to it. So from the Mahayana then there was, again, three traditions, and one of them, I think, is still existent somewhat in Japan, but not very much. And then there is the Rinzai, and then Soto. Basically, both of them, and I'm going to talk about those two, but both of those are really with the idea of having compassion and wisdom as to how to help all beings, and not just human beings, but all beings, whether it's rocks or a bug or a cell phone or, you know, but everything, to help everything come to really know who they are and be part of Buddha nature in a way. So Rinzai, which is the Hakone here is Rinzai. Reverend Ito, I think, was trained both in Shin or Pure Land and maybe even Tendai. But then his kind of last step, he wanted to do the Rinzai, and so he had some training in Rinzai. And he was in New York at the Zendo that's there, the Sadasatsu Zendo. And Rinzai is considered kind of like the samurai of Japanese culture in a way. It's strong and quick and fast and so if you practice the Rinzai when you go there, and he's got some Rinzai here, but he's got also some other traditions here too. It's a little bit different. It's much, you know, and whereas Soto in general is considered to be a farmer. And the farmer kind of sets and does the work to let the grains and the seeds grow, but also takes less individual responsibility for them. You know, for the, you know, you do what you can to make the plants grow, but then they grow, and it's less on, you know, the farmer doesn't push them up from the roots or anything like that. And so those are the two big, and Soto generally tends to move more slowly. Kinhin, for instance, is more slowly. The actual Zazen in Rinzai tends to have a little bit more focus on koans, which are kind of puzzles that don't make sense. You know, it's a problem that's presented. And all of the koans have the idea of helping us really realize who we are, and that we are all, you know, we are all. Whereas Soto, it's a little bit more about just enlightenment in that sense, just comes from sitting. You know, when you're sitting, that is an enlightenment. And not just sitting like, you know, but really sitting with fullness and yet with relaxation. We can't make it happen. Whereas with the Rinzai, it's a little bit more making something happen, making insight happen, making kensho. So Reverend Ito, to me, he seems to be, he presents himself as more Rinzai, and this is the Rinzai Zendo. Soto also sits facing the wall. Rinzai faces out towards each other. And Shinra Suzuki, who is a teacher, who was a teacher from the San Francisco Zen Center, and in a very important and famous Zen master, especially in America, says that there are no northern or southern schools. And so basically what he was saying is, and he is Soto, or he was Soto when he's alive, that it's all one. You know, but there's one set of teachings that might work better for one group of people, and another set of teachings that might work better for, you know. So not that there's a right or a wrong, you know, or there's a stronger and weaker one, but just that it's kind of what resonates with the individual. In my case, it's was present, was available. I did Rinzai. I went to New York, and I went there a number of times to the monastery, and then I switched to Seattle because it's a little bit closer, and but it was still Rinzai, and I really, really liked it. And at that particular time, I felt like I could do soft, but I couldn't do strong, and I felt like I needed that piece of learning how to be stronger. Well, and so now, there's very little for very few Rinzai in this area. There's more individuals. You know, they are around, but there's no Rinzai group as such to really focus and do koan work. And so I've moved much more into the Soto tradition. And, you know, I still really love the Rinzai, but it's not available. And so I take it as much as I can from Sierra Bernito and from, but then during the week I've been sitting with Cornelia at Japantown, as I said. So that all brings up to the present for me, and that is in a couple weeks, on June 10th, and I'm going to be ordained a Soto priest. So if you come on the 12th, I will be bald-headed. That's part of the ceremony, is the shaving of the head. And what it will mean for here, I don't think it's going to mean anything different. I have yet to decide whether I should wear my Soto robes or just continue to come as I am. But we're just here because we want to learn more of who we are and more. And this worked for some people on a Sunday morning, 5:30 in the morning during the week. Often doesn't work for people. And so I want to share that with you, you know, that that's coming, and that in one sense I will be Soto, but in another sense it's my Catholic background, my questioning background, it's my Rinzai background, and that is like who you are. You know, you have all come from different places, both from spiritual tradition as well as different countries and different families, but you're all here trying to see who you are and to accept who you are. I think that's a really big part of the practice. Is sometimes, especially when I first started, I would think, oh, I need to sit a certain way, and I need to think a certain way, and I need to act a certain way. And what I've been learning over a lot of time is I need to learn to accept who I am. This is who I am. I can improve, I can get better, I can change, but I'm never going to be triathlon, like Hans is here, you know, or I'm never going to be the sword, like you do. So I think it's so important that we also learn to see who we are and really accept who we are, and not try to divide it into bad, good, right, wrong, Japanese, English, whatever. So I want to share that with you. And Reverend Ito has been challenging about the whole process. At one time he said, "If you do Soto, don't come back here." And I think what he meant when he said that was, figure out who you are. Don't try to please me. So I had to figure out, well, I have Soto, and I'm here, and I'm going to come back here. And now he says, good for you. So that's them, and that's Rinzai. And that's what we don't do. It's not Rinzai, it's them. So I want to share that with you. Come back if it so speaks to you, and most of all, be who you need to be.